Today's daf is daf Yutes. So we got to the end of Yud Ches Mem Beis, a few lines up, three wide lines up, where we had a medium wide line. The Gemara says, V'chein Amar Reish Lakish. So it says the Gemara, V'chein Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said the same thing. So Kan here, we have the din that Shana Rebbe, Yediyah Safek Mechalkos L'chatas. If a person has a Yediyah, he's aware of a safek, that's enough to break up the chataos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Yediyah Safek Mechalkos L'chataos. A Yediyah of a safek does not split up the chataos. El Hachi Katani, the way he understands the Mishnah, the Brisa rather, is that Kishem Sheim Hayesol Yediyah Vada, just like by a chatas, a Yediyah Vadai is maybe Akachas V'achas, a Yediyah of a Vadai Avera certainly breaks up a chatas. Kach so too with regards to Ashim Taloi, Im Hayitzalo Yediyah Safik is able to break up maybe Ashim Taloi al Kalachas V'achas. But a Yediyah Safik does not break up a Chatas according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's the machlokas we have here as well. So Gemara says, Bishma, I understand according to Rabbi Yochanan, Haynu Tukatali L'Ashim B'Chatas. Why are we saying an Ashim is similar to a Chatas? Just like a Chatas, a Yediyah Vada breaks up a Chatas, so too an Ashim breaks up through Yediyah Safik. El Reish Lakish, who says the Yediyah Safik breaks up both an Ashim Taloi and a Chatas, really the Ashim Taloi is the source, the Yediyah Safik is the Chilik, and that's extends itself to a Chatas. So the Reish Lakish, it should be Chatas B'Ashim Ibarle. Chatas is being learned out from an Ashim, and that the Gemara ends off as a Kasha against the Shita of Reish Lakish. So Gemara now says, Rami Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rami Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish. We're going to find a stira both to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and to Shitas Reish Lakish. Dasani the Brisa tells us a famous case that comes up a few places in Shas. Shnei Shvilim, there are two paths in the Rosh Hashanah. Echad Tameh, one is a case that's Tameh, there's a mace buried along the way. The Echad Tar, one is a way that there's no mace. B'halach b'rishon, the guy walks down the first path, not knowing which is which. V'lo nichnas, he doesn't enter into the Beis HaMikdash. Then he goes back down b'shen, he goes down the second path. V'nichnas, then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. He's chayv for entering into the Beis HaMikdash tameh. So even though he doesn't know which one has the tumah, since he walked down both paths, he's vaday tameh, and knisa into the Beis HaMikdash will be a chayv carbon all of a yorit. Let's say another scenario. Halach b'rishon, he goes down the rishon, the nichnas goes into the base of mikdash, and we know that case he's potter because he doesn't.
I think it's a
chatas. It says here an olav yored. So no, tumas mikdash is to olav yored. That's the din. Yes, I think it's incorrect. It could be just inaccurate. It's a chatas, but it's a chatas olav yored though. So then it says, Halach B'Rishon, goes down the Rishon, V'Nichnas, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. So he's potter in that case because he went into Safek. But let's say after Halach B'Rishon V'Nichnas, he does a Hiza on Yom Shlishi of the sprinkling of the Paraduma, and then on the seventh day he does the other Paraduma sprinkling, now he's the Tavo, goes to the Mikvah. So now, even if Rishon was Tameh, he's certainly Tahor now. Halach B'Sheni, now he goes down the second path, and then afterwards, Nichnas, then he goes down the second path and goes into the Beis HaMikdash. In this case, he's Chayv. Why is he Chayv? Because he went down each one independently. He went down Rishon and went to the Beis HaMikdash. And now he went down Sheni and went to the Beis HaMikdash yet a second time. That's also going to be Chayv and Ola the Yorit. So Gemara now quotes Shitas Rabbi Shimon Poter Bazeh. He says it's a Potter, even though when he went to the Rishon and went to the Beis HaMikdash and became Tower, then went to the Sheni and went to the Beis HaMikdash and is in that case, he still says you're a Potter because we view each one independently. Each Safek is viewed independently, and since you could say that each one is a Safek, even though we know he Vadeh went down one of them, but each one's viewed as an independent case, therefore, even in this case, Rabbi Shimon says you're Potter. And then it comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Poter Bekul, and he thinks his Pata even in the previous cases, when he went down path 1, then path 2, and went to the Beis HaMikdash, even there, as we'll see in the Gemara, why he thinks your Pata, Mishum Neshitas, Rabbi Shimon. So a lot going on here. So Gemara now says, on this very last case here, where Rabbi Shimon says your Pata in all cases, Vafilu B'Kamaisa, even in the very first case, your Pater, what was the first case? The guy walks down path 1, then walks down path 2, and then goes to the Beis HaMikdash. We said in the Braisa, he's Chai, because he went down a path that's Tomek. So even in this case, will Rabbi Shimon think that your Pater in that case? Certainly not. So Gemara explains, Amar Rava, Hacha B'may Askinan, what's the case here? Kigon Shehalach B'Rishon, he walked down the Rishon path. And then Mishas Hilucha B'Sheni, when he walked down the second path, he was Shachach Shehalach Barishon. He was unaware. Now we have to remember, becoming Tameh and violating different Aveiras and Karban Chatas and Olav Yored, you have to have an awareness. It's not what you actually did wrong necessarily and only, it's also about the awareness. So when he walked down the second path, he forgot he was already down the first path. And then when he went to the Beis HaMikdash, even though he's Vaday Tameh, since he didn't have the idea, complete awareness that he was Tameh, so then that's not sufficient grounds to be Mechayev a Karban Olav Yored. Ubeha Plig, and this is the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda at the end of the Brisa and Rabbi Yehuda and in the beginning of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama Savar, Miktas Yedia, Kiyedia Damya, having somewhat of an awareness that you're Tamei, even though he only knew he went down path two, and he didn't know he went down, he didn't remember path one, that's sufficient grounds to Mechayev Karban Olav Yored. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Miktas Yedia, Lav Kiyedia Damya. He thinks that no, a partial Yedia is not sufficient, and since when he went down path two, he forgot he went down path one, that's not sufficient Yedia to Mechayev Karban Olav Yored. So now the Gemara quotes from the Brayis of Amar Mar. Halach Barishon, the guy went down path one, v'nichlas went into the Beis HaMikdash, and then after doing that, v'hiza, v'tavol, he got the Paraduma, he went to the Mikvah, now he's completely Tahor. And then Halach B'Sheni, he goes down path two, v'nichlas, then he enters into the Beis HaMikdash, then he's Chayiv in that case. Why? Because he went down each path independently, and then went to the Beis HaMikdash. Of course you're Chayiv. Amai Chayiv, the Gemara asks, Hala have Yediyah. So how come he's Chayiv, the Gemara asks, but he didn't have a Yediyah. He never knew he was Vaday Tameh. I mean, when he went down path one, it was a Safek, and he went to the Beis HaMikdash. He's now went to the Mikvah in Casey's Tower, Tameh. Now he goes down path two, and he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, but he wasn't sure that he was Tameh when he went down path two either. Each case is a Safek. That's not enough of a Yediyah, asks the Gemara. So Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, this Braisa, Hamani, who authored this Braisa, this is Rabbi Yishmael. Who's Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Shmuel holds the lo ba yediya betchila. You don't need an awareness that you're entering the Beis HaMikdash to be chayiv a karbon. As long as you're aware after the fact, that's sufficient. Or even having yediya safek, that's sufficient to be mechayiv a karbon all over. You don't need a vaday yediya. Okay, so this is the long-winded brisa. We're still going. We haven't raised the question just yet because remember we're trying to bring this brisa as a kasha to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So then, that's Reish Lakish's understanding that this Brice is the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael, who doesn't require a Yediya B'Tchila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, no. Afilu Teima Rabbanan. Even if you say Rabbanan, who require a Vada Yediya before the Aveira, you have to be completely aware. Kan, hereby in Nichnas Betumal Mikdash, he agrees that Asu Safek Yediya Kiyediya. A Safek Yediya is enough for as a it's considered a Vada Yediya. Meaning in general, even though Rabban in general require a Vada Yediya, you have to have a complete awareness that you were Tameh, and then you forgot about it before entering the Beis HaMikdash. In this case, even a Safek Yediya, walking down each path separately, is only a Safek Yediya, but that's enough of a Yediya for the purposes of Tumas B'Mikdash. That's a special exception here. So this is how Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both answer this question here of why you're chayiv a karbon if you go down path one again into Beis HaMikdash and Tvila, and then path two and the Beis HaMikdash. Reish Lakish again says that Shitas Rabbi Shmuel doesn't require full Yediya normally, and Rabbi Yochanan says this is a special exception. Even Rabban will agree in the world of Tumas Beis HaMikdash you don't need a full Yediya either. So this is how they answer the question. So what's the question now of the overall stira to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? So Gemara explains, I would have thought, Tzakadaitach, Kan here, Asu, the Havamina is, that not only by Tumas Mikdash do they say a Safek Yediya is like a Yediya Vaday, but the understanding was initially that Hu Adin Dechal Tar Kula, that all over, every time there's a Safek Yediya, that's like a Vaday Yediya. And that's the Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, because before we said that Yediya Safek for Rabbi Yochanan is not Mechalik Chatos. Here we're saying a Yediya Safek is going to be Mechayev Karbon for Tumas Mikdash. So the Gemara's Havamina is that it's across the board. Just like by Tumas Mikdash, Safek Yediya is like a Vada Yediya. Everywhere else a Safek Yediya should be like a Vada Yediya and it should be Mechalik the Chatals. And that's the Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. And it's also a Kasha to Reish Lakish al Reish Lakish. Why? Because how come he had to say that this Brisa was like Shitas Rabbi Shmuel? Doesn't Reish Lakish hold in general that a Safek Yediyah is Mechalik Chatos? So shouldn't that be sufficient here as well, that he holds that Safek Yediyah is Mechalik Karbon? Why did you have to come on to, oh, this is Daf Kashit, this is Rabbi Yishmael? Sounds like in general Reish Lakish doesn't hold that a Safek Yediyah is sufficient. And so the Gemara explains, Bishma, I understand Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha, Kan Asu, Haba Bachal Torah Kulala. Very simple chilek. There's only in the world of Tumas Mikdash do Rabban hold, does Reish Lakish hold, that Safek Yediyah is Kivad Yediyah. But Kol Torah Kula, such as by Chataos, we don't assume Safek Yediyah is like a Vad Yediyah, and therefore Safek Yediyah is not Mechalik between Chataos. So what's unique, what's special about Tumas Mikdash, the Dafka here, Rabbi Yochanan holds Safek Yediyah is Kivad Yediyah? So Gemara explains, my time, Hachal Gabi Tuma, Ksiv it says in the Pasuk, Vinela Mimenu Vhutame. Yediyah, it says Yediyah to Isbe Nami Safek, Nelam is he forgot it. So we're Nelam, that he was Tame, that even though he forgot partially, there's only a Safek Yediyah, that's sufficient. The Pasuk is Chayv Kra. So that's a special because there's a cause of that Safek Yediyah is sufficient for Tumas Mikdash. Avah, Bechol HaTorah Kula, the rest of the Torah, Ksiv Ohoda Elav Chatasa. You have to be aware of what was going on. Isla Yediyah Hubdu Mechayv. If you have an awareness of Yediyah Vada, you're Chayv, anything short of that, you're Pater. So that explains the steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Ela Reish Lakish Kasha. He is a Kasha. Ademokim Leik Rabbi Shmuel Lok Mikirebi. So why does Reish Lakish have to say that this Braisa that we're talking about, Tumas Mikdash, that a Safek Yediyah is enough, that Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, why doesn't he hold that Shitas Rebbe like we've been learning up until now, that he says Yediyah Safek and Mechalik Chatos? And the Gemara says, you're right, he could have said Shitas Rebbe. But Reish Lakish wanted to teach us something new that we didn't know, that HaKamash Malon, do Rabbi Shmuel Nami Lo Bar Yediyah Betchila, to add people to the list. Rebbe, we already know Rebbe holds the Yediyah Safek is enough. He wanted to tell us Rabbi Shmuel also holds, and he's in the same camp, the Yediyah Safek is Mechayv and Mechalik Bechatal. So that's how we get out of this. The Gemara says now, so this din that Reish Lakish is teaching us that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't require Yediyah B'tchila? So we know from a Mishnah. Why is Reish Lakish teaching us Rabbi Shmuel? We all know Mishnayos, right? The Mishnah tells us Maseches Shavuos that Rabbi Shmuel Omer, it says in the Pasuk, V'nelam, and it says V'nelam in one place by Tuma, and another place by Tuma, Shtei Pamim, why? L'chayv al helam Tuma, v'al helam Mikdash. There are two ways a person can be Mechayv a Karbon all over Yorid for Tumas Mikdash. How? Either he could forget he's Tameh, or he could forget that this is the Makom HaMikdash. One of those will be Mechayv a Karbon Olav Yorid. But we see from here that now the drasha is not available to require what the other Tanaim used Het Nelam to tell me that you need a Yediyah Vaday. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have the word Venelam to teach me a Yediyah Vaday because he teaches it by Tumas, by Helam Mikdash and Helam Tuma. And therefore, we know from this Mishnah that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't require a Yediyah Betchila. So why does Reish Lakish have to teach us that's what he holds? We know the Mishnayos. And the Gemara says, Itzrech, you need Reish Lakish to tell me this, because had you had the Mishnah only, Saka Daita Chamid, I would have thought Mikra Lesle. So even though there's no Pasuk that Reish Shmuel uses to require a Yediyah B'tchila, maybe there's a Gemara Isle, maybe he has a certain Mesorah that dates back to Lach Moshe Sinai. So maybe he does agree that it requires Yediyah B'tchila, but it's just not based on a Pasuk, it's based on Halacha. And Kamash Malam, we learned from Reish Lakish that no, Reish Shmuel doesn't require Yediyah B'tchila at all, he's just like Shitas Rebbe. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now in Daf Yotes here, Chelev and Nosar lefanav. The guy's got Chelev, he's got Nosar standing in front of him. V'yachol echa mihem. He eats one of them, but he's not sure which one he ate. But vaday, there's an Isser. One of them, they're both Isser. But he ate one of them, not knowing which one. V'eni yodei eiz mehem achol. Or, Isha Nida v'achoso, and Ima Babayis, his wife is with, his wife is Anita in the house, and his sister's in the house. V'shogig b'achas men, and was shogig with one of them. Well, they're both Isser to him at this state. V'eni yodei eiz mehem shogig. Wasn't sure which one. Or is Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, which are next to each other, that Yom Kippur led into Shabbos, and Shabbos led into Yom Kippur, v'yasa melacha ben hashmashas, and he did melacha as it was changing from the one to the next, Shabbos going into Yom Kippur, let's say. V'en yodeh be'ezim ben asam, he wasn't sure which moment he did the melacha. He either did an isra melacha, because the Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the melachas are the same with regards to melacha. But he just wasn't sure if it was on Shabbos or it was Yom Kippur already. And so what's the din in these cases? Rabbi Eliezer Mechayv Chatas, it's enough. You don't care, even though we know we don't know which Avera, but we know that Avada Avera was done, and that's enough to be Mechayv Chatas. Rabbi Shmuel Poti says, no, you're exempt. And we'll see why that is. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Lo nechleku al ha'osim lacha b'nei shmashos." Shu pater. No one argues in this case. Everyone agrees you're pater if it's b'nei shmashos between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because you have to know which aveira you violated. Was it Yom Kippur or was it Shabbos? So you're vade pater b'nei shmashos. So what's the case where they're arguing? Shani Omer, I hold mixes asa yom who mixes asa lamachar. So the reason why, since he did it during b'nei shmashos, he most likely did half the shear of the malach on Shabbos and then the other half of the shear on Yom Kippur, and you can't be mitzarif in isim lacha of Shabbos to an isim lacha Yom Kippur. So that's not the machlokas. Al ma nechlaku, what are they arguing about? Al ha'osim lacha besoch hayom, he did it during the daytime, not during b'nei shmashos, he did it during the yom. But v'ini yodea im Shabbos asa im b'yom ha'kippurim asa, he wasn't sure if that was I think by yom here doesn't mean dafka daytime, it means either daytime or nighttime. He definitely did it outside the time period of b'nei shmashos, but he wasn't sure whether it was Shabbos or whether it's Yom Kippur. And or al osa he did a malacha v'ini yodea im ein malacha asa, but he wasn't sure which malacha he did. He did something wrong. We forgot if it was a Zareya, wasn't sure if it was Choresh, wasn't sure if it was Kosev. So in that case, Shrebi Eliezer Mechayv Chatas, and there, Rabbi Yeshua's Pater, that even though Rabbi Yeshua's Pater from Mechatas, he does agree, they point out that you're Chayv and Asham Talar. So that's the debate, according to Rabbi Yossi, with regards to B'nai Shmashos. It wasn't B'nai Shmashos, the debate, it was really Bayom, but he wasn't sure which day, or they weren't sure which Malacha. And then, comes along now further, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Poter Haya Rabbi Shimon Af Me'ashim Talar. When Rabbi Shua says Pater just before, it wasn't that he's only Pater from a Chatas, he's even Pater from an Ashim Talar, according to the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. I know there's a lot going on in this Mishnah. Then comes along Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omim, they both hold Lo Nechlaku. They're not arguing about this case, Al Davar Shu Mishem Echad, Shu Chayv. If it's something that's the same Isser, the guy cut figs, but he wasn't sure which tree, but he vowed they cut figs, he wasn't sure if it was that tree or that tree, but it was definitely he cut figs on Shabbos, that's vowed the Isser. No one argues. Shu Chayv. So Al Ma'al Nechlaku, what's the Machlokas? Al Davar Shu Mishum Shnei Shemos. So if there are two different Isserim, he wasn't sure if he did Ktsir, if he did Tchina, if he did Bishul, if he did Kosev. That's where there's Machlokas, but he definitely did an Isser. Shu Rabbi Eliezer Mechayv Chatas, we don't care which Isser, but you did an Isser. And Rabbi Shua, yet again, Poter, because you have to know which particular Isser you had done. The Mishnah isn't finished yet. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, again, there's a lot here to process, and hopefully the Gemara will help digest some of this. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu niskaven lilkot te'enim, v'liket anavim, the guy had kavana to collect and to pick figs, and instead he picked grapes, or anavim v'liket te'enim, he had intent for one and had the other fruit picked, or shcharos v'liket levanos, wanted to pick blackberries and he ended up picking white, or levanos v'liket shcharos, all these different cases. In this case of Eliezer's mechayev chatas, because we don't care the details. In the end of the day, you violated an isser, so you're mechayev chatas, whether it was a grape or a fig, it was the same isser, and yet again, you're because Rishua requires everything to be exact, and we'll see again in the Gemara what's this explanation. And then Amar Rabbi Shimon Timahani Impater Be Rabbi Yeshua. He finds this troublesome that if Rabbi Yeshua would really say Pater in this very last case, we have to know whether it's white or black. He picked a fig off, he picked a grape off. Who cares white or black? And Rabbi Shimon found this problematic, and we'll see again in the Gemara to explain all of this. Imkein Lama Namar Asher Chataba. So according to all this, that Rabbi Shimon said that Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't say Pater in these cases, so how do you understand the pasuk which says Asher Chataba? You have to know which chait. It says, "Oh, hold on, love chatas. So, asher chatabo, you have to bring a chatas on that which you sin, but you don't know if you did a ktsira or bishul or is white or is black. How do you define the asher chatabo?" And he answers, "Pratlim misasek. If a guy was misasek, we'll see some definitions about what misasek means. But classically, what misasek, Rav Shechter always said, misasek is a guy just going about his business. He's osek in his regular daily life. He walks into the room and flips on the light." That's misasek. He wasn't paying attention to Shabbos. That's his natural habit. So that's called misasek, and that's the case where it's pater. Okay, so there's a lot there. So let's try to take it slow in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanya. Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, in this case, in the Mishnah that started off, you have a guy has a chelev and a nosar in front of him, or an ishanida and achot, so all these cases. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Yechayv, even though he doesn't know which aveira there was, but he was vadei aveira. Manav shach. No matter what he ate, he was definitely violating an Isser. He has to bring a chatas. He's chayv to bring a chatas as well. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, since it's Mimonasha, Mimonav Shachir, in the Mishnah, you're chayv, even though you don't know which particular Aveira. So comes along now, the Brisa quotes, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Hare you Omer, the Pasuk says, Asher Chataba, which means, Ad she yivada lo bima chata. You only bring a chatas when you're aware which particular avera you violated. So that's what he says back. So Rabbi Eliezer now, Hai ba my avile, what does he do with the word ba? To teach me that even though Rabbi Yeshua said ba meant you have to know which particular avera, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Hai ba my avile, mi baile, pradle misasek. That's telling me that that if a guy did an avera, but if a guy did it was misasek, where he was just being osek, just going about his habits, and he happened to do an avera, that the pasuk tell me he's pater from. So Gemara wants to know, misasek to my, what type of misasek are we referring to? Eat the chalav and varayos, the guy's misasek, he's busy eating, and then he ends up eating chalav, or the guy's misasek in beer that's mutter, and the end is a bowl of person who's erva. So that misasek of a chalav and arayos is chayiv. It's not pater from that type of misasek. Damar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, ha-misasek b'chalav and varayos chayiv shekinena. A person can't claim ignorance, a guy can't claim innocence when he's misasek, when something he's getting hana from. The guy eats chayla, the guy's bowl, naraya, erva, he's certainly chayv, even though he's misasek, because he got hana. So that's not the misasek we're referring to, Ella. It's what we had thought initially. El misasek b'shabbos, the guy's osek in Shabbos, that's where we say you're pater from. That's what the pasuk means, asher chata ba. Misasek b'arayas and chalavim, you're vadeh chayv. But misasek b'shabbos, you're pater. Why are you pater from misasek and Shabbos? Because we know the pasuk tells us, my taima, melechas, machsheves, asra Torah. When it comes to Isurim on Shabbos, you have to have an awareness, a machshava, that you're, it's Asur, and Misasik, there is no machshava there, you're lacking the Kavana, and that's what the Pasuk is coming to exclude, that Misasik B'Shabbos is in fact Pat. And Gemara is now going to explain what is Misasik, what's the case of Misasik. So Misasik, according to the Rava explains to the Gemara, Mishkachas La, Kigon Shiniskavin Lachtoch Esa Talosh. The guy wanted to cut some Talosh. Let's say there's some grapes that are talush on the floor. So you're allowed to remove the grapes from the cluster because it's not attached to the vines. It's already been broken off. So he has intention to like pluck a grape off of a cluster that's already been detached, that's talush. But instead, while he's doing this, chatach es mechubar, he ends up cutting that which is attached to the tree, that which is mechubar, and that's a violation of kotzer. So that's what misasik means according to Shitas Rava. Ulabai, according to Abaye, Abaye says Mishkachas la kagon diniskavin lag biyas a talush. The guy had in mind to pick up something that was talush, and then chatach is a mechuber, and then he ended up cutting that which is mechuber. So what's the case here? Because in the first case, according to Rava, you had in mind to do a chaticha. It was just a chaticha on that which is mutter, and you did a chaticha on that which was aser accidentally. In Abaye's case, you did not even have in mind to do a chaticha. You just meant to pick something up, which was not a chaticha, just lift something. And when you lifted something up, when you're ma'osik in that, you end up plucking something off the tree. And that the ma'isa wasn't even there in the kavana. So the Gemara says, the Itmar, it said in such a in the discussion, the Beis Medrash, that niskavin lagbia es atalish, the guy had kavana to lift up that which was detached, and he accidentally cut something. V'chatach es mechuber, your potter according to that. My time, what's the reason your potter? Talo akavin l'shem chaticha. You didn't have melachas machshavas. You didn't have in mind to do a chaticha in the first place. You wanted to just lift something off the ground. So, if it's however lachtoch es hatalish v'chatach es mechuber, if you had in mind to cut something detached, and instead you cut something that was attached, so there Abaye amar chayiv. You're chayiv in that case, but the ha ikavin l'shem chaticha, because at least you had a kavana for a ma'isa chaticha. You had a ma'isa chaticha as mutter, and you ended up doing a ma'isa chaticha that was aser. But there, that according to Abaye, in that case, you actually be chayiv since you had a mind of a ma'isa chaticha. Rav Amar Rava says no. Even in the second case of a chaticha of talish and chaticha mechubar, you're pater because he thinks that's actually misasik. The haloi kavin the chaticha the isura. Yes, you had in mind to cut something, but you didn't have in mind to cut something that was aser, and therefore, even in the second case, according to Rava, that would also be misasik. So again, everyone agrees misasik is if I didn't have in mind for mice at all. And you end up doing a ma'isa, like for example, I'm walking to the room, I just happen to turn on the light, that's not even called kavana, that's just flipping the switch, that's by habit, that everyone agrees is considered pater, because I didn't have any in mind to do any ma'isa, that's just my body working how it works. Or I had in mind to pick up a grape, and I end up cutting off a grape from the tree, that everyone agrees it's a masase, because I did not have in mind for a ma'isa. But if I had in mind to do a chaticha, I had in mind to cut something that was talish, and instead I cut something that was attached. So that's the machlokas. There, again, Abaye says, you're chayiv in that case. That's not misasik. I had in mind for a ma'isa chaticha. That's chayiv achatas. Rava says, no, because since I didn't have in mind a chaticha de isura, I had in mind a chaticha de hetera, there Rava even thinks that case would be considered misasik. Okay, the Gemara now quotes further from the Mishnah as follows. Rabbi Yossi says that lo nechlaku, they don't argue on that case which is Bein HaShemashas. One of the examples that we said in the Mishnah is if it's Bein HaShemashas between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you're a chai v'chatas according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yossi thinks that's not a machlokas. So Tani, the Brisa, explains a little bit confusing how the Brisa presents this now. Amar lehem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Dikdak de machara." You guys are so careful. You're challenging me in so many different situations here. So my Amar lehem, what did they say to Rabbi Yossi that he defended himself? That Amar lehem, "Dikdak de machara." You're chasing after me. So what was the conversation? So Hachi Amar lehem. So this was the response back to Rabbi Yossi. He could be a Bein HaShemashas ma. What would the din be if a guy lifted something up, he carried something off, did a kirin hanacha of hotzah during Bein HaShemashas? What would you say in that case, Rabbi Yossi? So apparently the havamina here is that it's impossible to say that a guy did half the avodah of hotzah by Yom Shabbos and another half the next day at nighttime. Remember, Rabbi Yossi says during Bein, let's assume Bein, Rabbi Yossi, I think Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds in the Gemara and Shabbos, now that I'm thinking about this, that Bein HaShemashas is a keherif ayin. It's like just half a second. So Rabbi Yossi says that the case is where you had a malacha that took 3 minutes long, let's say. So you did 1 minute on Shabbos, and then Bein HaShemashas came and left, and you did the rest of the malacha on the next day, Yom Kippur. It extended itself on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It wasn't during Bein HaShemashas. It was longer than Bein HaShemashas. So they're asking, what would you say about Hotzah? Because the Havamina here is that Hotzah does not take so long to carry. It takes a half a second. You pick it up, you put it down. So what would you say? That could happen even during Kerif Ayin, even during a Kerif Ayin of a Bein HaShemashas. What would you say in that case? How do you have a case of Hagbah during Yom and Namachar? So Amar Lehu, so Rabbi Yossi says back to them, "Tiktak the Ma'achara, you guys are like, you're trying to defeat me, you're attacking me so much." So Gemara asks, why didn't Rabbi Yossi answer them? Neimalhu, why didn't you say to them, "Miktas hagba ha'isamayayom, who miktas al-machar"? Just tell them, you picked something up, you did Nakira on Shabbos, and you walked all the way to the other side of the, street, and you dropped it, you did Hanacha on Yom Kippur. Why couldn't you say that? And the Gemara says, "Hachanami kamrilhu." That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi responded back. "Dikdak ma'achra, you guys are trying to beat me without any svara. V'lo ha'lasim biyatcham klum, and you have no defense." I can very simply answer the question that you could have the same scenario of hagbah. We did hagbah. You did the akira on Shabbos, and you did the hanachah yom kippur, and there's no shaila here. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. So now the Gemara says to the Rabbi Yossi, even the Rabbi Yossi says, if you do mikses malacha on Shabbos and mikses malacha on Yom Kippur, your pater, what would he say, Gemar Malacha, the Rabbi Yossi pater? So according to him, he says that even if you do the Gemar Malacha, you're pater. Because we're going to prove in just a second that there's a chilek between a person doing Malacha in the beginning, how much shear, versus a guy who does a Gemar Malacha, where like Makba Patish, you don't need a full shear necessarily, a smaller shear is sufficient when you complete an act. So Rabbi Yossi, who says Miktas was done on Shabbos and the Gemara Malacha was done in Yom Kippur, so does he think that a Gemara Malacha is not enough to be Mechai V'chatas? Well, Rabbi Yossi, Gemara Malacha, the Rabbi Eliezer, Pater, Hashmar Nilei, the Mechayiv. We learned that Rabbi Eliezer says you're Mechayiv on a Gemara Malacha, even though it might not have the full shear. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos Daf Kufei that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'orek Shlosha Chutim Betchila. If a guy's making some type of cloth, he's weaving it, you have to have three threads, the shear, to Mechayiv Orek. But if in Me'echad al Ha'arig Chai, but if he already has a cloth that's made and he adds one thread to complete it, then you're Chai because the Gemar Malacha, that alone is Chashiv, even though you don't have the normal shear necessary. So how could Rabbi Yossi think that if you finish a Gemar Malacha on the next day of Yom Kippur, you're Potter? It's Gemar Malacha, you're Chai, but you've even a Kol Shu. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi explains that Rabbi Yossi, Aliba de Rabbi Yazar Hachim Asni, So he doesn't teach Rabbi Eliezer. This is how he learns it, rather. He learns that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'oreg shlosh achutim b'tchila, your chayiv, that we have. Vishnaim al ha'oreg chayiv. He doesn't hold Gemar Malacha, one is sufficient. He holds three b'tchila, and if it's to Gemar, you still need two. But you still need a shear of two. It's not stam a Gemar Malacha, it's sufficient. You need a full or somewhat of a different type of shear for Gemar Malacha, and therefore, since he has a different gearson, a different understanding of Shittas Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a stira for Shittas Rabbi Yossi. Okay, let's keep going. Gemara now says, We had in the Mishnah that if a guy did a malacha during Bein HaShemashos, he wasn't sure if it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you're chayiv nonetheless, and Rabbi Yeshua says, you're pater. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, potra hayara, Rabbi Shimon af me'ashim talit. And Rabbi Yehuda understood when Rabbi Yeshua said pater from that case, it wasn't only pater from a chatas, but he's even pater from an ashim talit. So why? So Gemara explained, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Potru Haya, Rabbi Shimon Me'af, Me'ashim Taloi, Shinemar, says by Nafshim Taloi, Chisechta, and it goes on to say the Pasuk, V'lo Yada, Prat Lezeh, Shiyada Shechatuk. When does a guy bring an Ashim Taloi, if he doesn't know if he did an Isser? If a guy has, let's say, a piece of Chati, he has two fats in front of him, the Shuman and the Tzchelev. He ate one of them. He doesn't know if he did an Isser, so that's when he brings Ashim Talit. But in the case of Bein HaShemashos, Shabbos Yom Kippur, he knows he did an Isser, he just doesn't know which Isser he did. So in that case, you're not chayv a carbon Ashim Talit, because you know you did an Isser. Pat
Lezesh, a Yadach
Shechata. All the other cases where you knew, exactly. Where you knew Yivade, Ishta Nida, and Hachoso, and Chelev and Oso, yeah. When you know Yivade did an Isser, you just don't know which one. That's not grounds for bringing an Ashim Talit. That's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. But Amar Lo Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says back, no, the opposite's true. Zehu Shemevi Ashim Tali. That's Dafka, the guy who does bring an Ashim Tali. When a guy knows he did an Isser but didn't know which one, that's when you do bring an Ashim Tali. Shinemar V'Asa, where he did an Aveira, V'lo Yada, but wasn't sure which Aveira you bring. That's when you Dafka bring an Ashim Tali. But V'zeh Lo Yada B'Ma'asa. Aval Safik Imachal Khalev Safik Loach. The guy doesn't know if he did an Isser in the first place. Wasn't sure if it's Khalev or Shumam. Say Vishal Allah and maybe Ashim Tolayim Lab. That's you have to go find out whether that requires Ashim Tolay. That case is not as obvious. So my Havale, what's the bottom line? How do we paskin? In regards to a Safik im Achal Khalev Achal Shumam. So Tashma, the Brisa says, Chata v'lo yada ma'chata. The guy sinned but doesn't know which Aveira he did. Oh, Safik Chata v'Safik lo Chata. I wasn't even sure if he sinned in the first place. What's the din? Maybe Ashim Tali, says the Brisa. Very clear. There we have it. You bring Ashim Tali in both scenarios. So Man Shmana Damar, who's the one who holds Chata v'ein yadu ma'chata? The guy sinned but didn't know which sin. And you maybe Ashim Tali. Who holds that? That's Rabbi Shimon. And yet the Brisa goes on to say, V'katani, Safik Chata, Safik Lo Chata. Even if you don't know if you did a Aveira in the first place, that also brings Mevi Ashim Taloi. Shema Amina, we can learn from here that Tzvir Lei Rabbi Shimon, Safik Chata, Safik Lo Chata, one would also bring a Mevi Ashim Taloi.
Rabbi Yeshua would hold that only was sure that he was Chata one of them, or
no, that's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon thinks Rabbi Yeshua would even agree you bring an Ashim Tali.
I think everybody agrees that.
Okay. No, because Rabbi Yehuda argues. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Shimon of Rabbi Yeshua and the Tanakhama all hold that you bring Ashim Tali, which is probably how we paskin in both of these types of cases. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Lo Nechlaku, that the Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua don't argue when it's all Shem Echad, when they're both the same Isser, you're not sure which one. You know, you cut a fig, but you weren't sure which tree. That's all Shem Echad. That everybody agrees you're Chayv Chatas, even Rabbi Yeshua. The Machlokas is, and only when they weren't sure which Shem. And the Gemara, the Mishnah concluded, Imkei Matam Alomar Asher Chata. But the Mishnah said, Prat L'Misasek. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, and we'll finish the rest of the Amud. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Misasik b'chalav and v'arayos chayiv. A guy is misasik in chaylev, he's misasik in arayos, he's chayiv shekei ne'edna, because he gets hana, you can't claim ignorance when you're getting benefit from it. The hana itself is the iser. Ha misasik b'shabbos, pater, because melechaz machshevas, asr Torah. So Amar le Rav, the Rav Nachman, v'ha tinokos d'chi misasik dami. Babies are considered misasik. What babies are we talking about? The Tanan. The Mishnah tells us in Masechah Shabbos, Misha hayulo shnei tinokos. A person has two children. And echad lemul b'Shabbos, echad lemul achar Shabbos. That actually could happen. Someone told me that they know twins who have different birthdays. It was born at 11:59 a.m. and then 12 p.m. and 12 a.m. the next day. Well, for Shabbos it's different. For us, one is before Bein HaShemashos, one was born after Bein HaShemashos. It's very possible you could have two children, one whose Mila is in day one and one whose Mila is day two. You have twins, or even not twins. You happen to have two children who are not twins, but one has to get a Mila on Shabbos, one gets a Mila on Sunday. So Misha, how you lo shnei tinokos, two children, echa lemul b'Shabbos, echa lemul echa b'Shabbos, one for Shabbos, one for Sunday. B'shachat, they forgot that Mol made a mistake, and Mol es hashel acha Shabbos b'Shabbos. He gave a milah to the Sunday baby on Shabbos accidentally. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas, he brings a chatas. He did a violation of chabura. There's no mitzvah toch shmona. The guy was only, the baby was only day 7. So he brings a chatas. Rabbi Shua Poti says you're exempt from bringing a chatas here. Why? So that's the din. He thinks you're potter. So the Gemara explains. Ad kan lo potter Rabbi Shua ela mishim de kasavar ta'a b'davar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah potter, because he holds the guy who's always taking a mitzvah, he's trying to do something good, so the Torah gave you a special heter, a special batur, so even though he made a mistake, tavar b'davar mitzvah, you're not chayv a karba. Aval, but in the case where there's no mitzvah, hamesasik b'davar de la mitzvah, you're osik in cutting off figs, just stam, there's no mitzvah involved in that on Shabbos, afilu Rabbi Yeshua mechayiv, even he would say you're mechayiv to bring, even though that's considered misasik. So this goes again to Rav Nachman above, that he felt misasik on Shabbos is potter. According to this Mishnah and the implications of the Mishnah, misasik b'Shabbos is chayiv, everyone would agree, if it's not a davar mitzvah. So Amar Lo, Rav Nachman says, no, hanach litinokos. You have to ignore the case of the babies and the bris milah. That's a whole other, in the whole other world. Why? Because there, what's the malacha involved there? That's making a chabura. And a whole mekalka b'chabura chayiv, misasik b'chabura is also chayiv. Meaning, in general, we have a klal that when someone does a malacha that's kilkel, you're potter. If you destroy something, if you write in such a way, you cross out things, even less kosev, but it's done b'derek kilkel, you're potter. Kilkel is always a patur. But when it comes to chabura, chabura is a special exception that even though it's a kilkel, you're chayiv. There's a certain chumrah to chabura that kilkel is chayiv. So just like there's a chumrah that kilkel of chabura is chayiv, mekalkel of chabura is chayiv, so too there's a chumrah, a misasik by chabura is chayiv as well. But outside of chabura, making chabura on Shabbos, all other malachas on Shabbos, misasik would be pater because malachas machsheves asra Torah.
So we're saying here that if he made a chabura, he should be chayav, but since he was osik b'mitzvah, he's potter.
No, this case, osik b'mitzvah, he's chayav by the chabura. In the case of the mila, he's potter because of davar mitzvah. But if it wasn't a davar mitzvah...
Right, that's what I saw. So the mila, he should be chayav, but since he was a mitzvah, he's potter. But in general, a chabura would be chayav.
Exactly, but all other malachos,
right,
the misasik is potter.
Right.
So then the Gemara says, "Asivay, Rabbi Yehuda l'Shmuel." Rabbi Yehuda says to Shmuel, "Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afil meskavin lilake." So Rabbi Yehuda says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, misasik b'Shabbos, that even if a guy's meskavin lilake te'enim v'liket anavim, he wanted to collect figs, but instead he collected grapes, or anavim v'liket te'enim, he wanted to collect grapes and instead he collected figs. Shcharos v'liket levanos, wanted to collect black, collected white, levanos v'liket shcharos son. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chadas, Rabbi Yeshua's poter. So v'ha-ha-cha misasik, isn't this case of misasiku, where he's osik in one and accidentally did the other one? And Rabbi Yeshua nami lo kapater ela min mina limina. The only reason why Rabbi Yeshua says you're pater here, because you had in mind machshava on one min, and you ended up getting the other min. You wanted to get tenim, you got another. Aval b'chad mina, had it all been within one min, you wanted to collect a fig, and you just picked the different fig. Doesn't that imply that even Rabbi Shua would be chayiv in this case? And yet we see, so Rabbi Shua says, misasik is chayiv on Shabbos, against what we said above. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, shinna, sharp one. That's how they call Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda was a Talmud of Shmuel, they called him shinna. He's very sharp. Shavak masnisin v'sa basre. Shmuel says, Rabbi Huda, my dear Talmud, be sharp one, ignore the Mishnah, and follow me. Let me explain to you what's going on here. Hacha b'mayaskin, in this case is kigon she'ovid milake milibo. So he had in mind to initially collect some of the figs, and then he forgot what he was trying to do in the first place. And this she'ovid again kigon she'ovid milake milibo niskaven milake anavim v'shachat v'savar te'enim ba'ina v'halchayado al anavim. So the case is, he wanted to initially collect grapes. He forgot about that initial kavana. So then he was going to head to pick figs, but he ended up picking grapes. So he actually did mechavin to what he wanted to do initially. He just forgot what he wanted to do initially. It's a little bit of a tricky case. So in this case, the Rebbe Eliezer Savar Hare Nasa Kavana. So even though he was misasik while doing it, he forgot what he wanted to accomplish, but in the end of the day, he picked exactly what his initial kavana was. He picked the grapes, which was his first thought, and therefore you're mechayv achatas. But Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Shaharei lo nasa kavanas mechshavaso. While he was picking the grapes, he didn't have a mind to pick the grapes. Granted, he wanted to pick grapes initially, but now, during the ma'aseh, he wanted to take figs, so he wasn't mechavin to the malacha, and therefore, in this case, you would not be chayv a karbon.
But in regular
In that case, I thought he would be misasik.
I just think that it's not dividing the whole idea, because the whole idea is defensive, like one is next to the other or not. Like if he goes to the field and